Breathing Underwater, written by Sophie Hardcastle and read by Edwina Wren. I feel Ben's patience wither. Rattling the metal bar, unable to release it from its rusty hinges, his cheeks flush pink. Finally, my twin brother kicks the wiry old gate. It flies open and slams into the side of the chicken coop. The sudden bang wakes Barbecue and Honey Soy from their sleep, sending them into a frenzy. Laughing, Ben lifts the roof with his spare hand, and I bend over to fetch the eggs. Honey Soy kicks up a cloud of dust as I'm sifting through straw. Grit makes my eyes dry, and there's the foul taste of chicken feed where the back of my nostrils connect to my throat. I cough, splutter, and hear his laugh deepen. Shut up, Ben. Moments later, I touch my fingertips to shell and draw three eggs to the surface. Carrying them to the house, they warm my palms. Ben takes my board and places it with his in the shed, and we dart around the house to the outdoor shower, leaving emerald footprints in the morning dew. Like the first heavy droplets to fall from storm clouds, water rains from a large round showerhead, freckled with orange and turquoise spots of corrosion. Ben pulls a flaking strip of white paint off the house's outer wall. I slap his hand. Don't. Dad'll get pissed off. Nailed to one of the slats is a shelf made of driftwood with a bar of coconut soap, a bottle of home brand shampoo, a conch shell, a sea sponge, and a succulent in a silver teapot. I lay the eggs on the shelf beside the teapot and wriggle my way under the hot downpour. We peel off our black skins and my body quakes as the cold air bites my thighs. I'm telling you, he says, lathering himself in coconut suds. You're skin and bone, Grace. You're making me cold just looking at you.
It is cold.
Shuddering, I wrap my gangly arms around the bones where my womanly hips should be. For a few years now, I've watched time carve beautiful figures out of prepubescent marble blocks. Polished femininity. I crave the way the other girls' busts fill bras and bikinis, the way the boys second glance. I crave the curves between their hips and their thighs when they wear their high-waisted shorts. Something to grab, the boys say. But most of all, I crave the way heads turn when the other girls enter a room and how conversation seems to slow. Dad walks from the shed across the yard with two surfboards beneath each arm. I admire the retro that he's reconditioned. The others are new, two white and one with a psychedelic paint job on foam, only needing to be sanded back before he can sell them. Walker surfboards. A family legacy, something to pride myself on. He loads the boards into the back of the old Rodeo, which he has parked oh so neatly, half in our dirt driveway, half on the grass, almost squashing a hedge of agapanthus.